There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All of our football coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Check out the savings calculator. Find out how much you'll save. T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, B. This criticism about Cliff Kingsbury's offense. What we know is there's not a lot of motion. A lot of the stuff people were worried about has kind of come true in that McLaurin doesn't move around very much and there's not a lot of motion. But I think Cliff is completely misrepresented. The dude just wants to run the ball. Like, they want to be super physical.
Yeah.
And I feel like that gets forgotten in the discussion.
And I think that is something still, although the league doesn't respect running backs and all, every team feels you got to have a running game that takes pressure off your quarterback. And I think Cliff has done that, and then he'll start tossing it around. But he's trying to establish the run first. And I think that the fact that Terry is a blocker, the running game gets established, that's going to help him out a lot, the play action pass and things of that nature where he gets to go at a guy like he's about to block him and then slip right past him. All those things will help. But if you look at the production he's had without moving around, I think that it's only a matter of time before he has a breakout game.
McLaurin breakout game, you'd like to think that's coming, but I don't know that the offense is going to start to look different. Like, there are some shots down the field that Jaden hasn't taken or hasn't hit on. I think those will come, but I think the most important, obviously, Daniels is of paramount importance, right? Mm-hmm. He's at the top of the list. But beyond that, I think it's interesting because beyond that, I think Robinson and Eckler are the most important pieces to this offense.
Yeah. Both of those guys are capable of running, and they are very effective out the backfield. Austin is amazing out the backfield. And I think that when you have multiple guys that move the ball around multiple ways, a la San Francisco, and I'm not comparing them to San Francisco at this point, you just keep people on their heels a lot. So the more this thing begins to do it, then all of a sudden, Terry is not a guy that you're trying to take out of the game too much anymore because you got to care about everybody else. So now he gets the one-on-one matchups where we know he has cooked a lot of good cornerbacks by him when it's one-on-one.
Right. So. I think you know what'll be interesting? Let's look at some of the props for this weekend specific to Jaden. You know what? We haven't talked to the boys in the aquarium all day. It's been just a super busy day. Jeffrey, how you feeling about this McLaurin situation?
To me, honestly, Jay, as much as I want to keep McLaurin, I wouldn't be hurt if, you know, he was traded away or anything, because that's the talk. Get something.
Who's
for
talking
him.
About that?
Oh, yeah, that's something that was on.
That's a lot of talk, JD.
On the internet, big time.
Yeah, you gotta touch some grass sometimes, brother. But the thing is, I want him to flourish. Like, it's week two. I still believe he can have the breakout year. But if that does happen, where they do get him away from the team and trade him away, I wouldn't be mad because at the end of the day, I want to see Terry succeed, and if he goes somewhere and get a ring, I would be happy for him. But do I think he deserves to be in the middle of another rebuild? I just don't think, you know, Terry's kind of getting on the older side. He came in the league at what, 26? You know?
Nah, he wasn't 26, but
like 25.
23, 24, something like that.
Yeah, but something like that.
He hadn't been, you got to realize, it's not about the age. It's about how many years you're taking that punishment.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm good with either way, but I definitely want him to flourish here, finish his career here. We never know what could happen in these next couple of weeks. We could get it all together. It could completely fall apart.
I got to say, Jeff, I was just asking you if you thought they had to get him the ball more, and if they trade him. No, that's okay, dude. It's very interesting because I didn't think this was at all that close. I tweeted out, Dan Graziano, I guess, said on SportsCenter that the Rams, because they've had so many injuries, might look to add a veteran receiver at the trade deadline. And you got, like, the trade deadline in the NFL used to be nothing, and now it's like a real thing.
It is.
How much I am not suggesting this is real, okay? But how much speculation is this Deep State Commander's Twitter we're talking about here, Jeffrey, that people are talking about this?
No, you know, I just look at stuff on Facebook.
It's not Deep State. You go on the internet and you type in Commanders, you will see that talk going on amongst the fan base right now.
Okay.
I went that deep because I was over here editing audio, and then I jumped in and just rambled off. But that's how I feel about him, man.
All right. I just Googled Commanders, and let's see if Bengals cornerback calls Commanders offense simple. Commanders looking for more ways to get Terry McLaurin involved. All right. Landini, what do you make of the McLaurin situation? I meant that he only has 39 receiving yards through two games, but maybe there's other situations.
It doesn't seem great. I feel like if you're going to have Terry McLaurin on your team, you want to kind of try to get the guy the ball. I don't really know what the issue is there.
Have you heard this trade stuff, Landy?
I've heard it from Jeff.
No, I did see it the other day. It popped up. It's like, if you look at a lot and what you look for, that's what they're going to send you. And if it's people discussing it, there are people discussing it.
Okay. I think it's premature to have any of that discussion. I do think, though, I think they're going to be active at the trade deadline. And I think I would keep in mind with veteran players, this is a rebuild, and they want more picks. Yeah. And they haven't been shy about that. Organizationally, like from ownership level, you saw what they did last year at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
So they are not
Not afraid.
That's fascinating, though. I did not know that was such a discussion topic.
But you know how it goes in Commander Twitter land. Somebody puts something out there, then the rest of them are going to have the conversation. And then it's going to take a life of its own.
Yeah. I think, you also had – we had to deal with the Brandon Ayuk trade discussion nonstop for however long that was, right?
I had my head hurting.
Then they actually trade Dotson. And I think some of the reporting, I want to say – forgive me, I don't remember who exactly reported this. But I know they had talks around the draft, and then it came out that the Niners were interested in Terry, and they said no. So there have been conversations. I think they'll be active at the deadline. I don't know who or what will be included. Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets, settle up the week.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.